It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
CBS allegedly paid Eliza Dushku $9.5 million to hush her claim of sexual harassment by Michael Weatherly on the set of his new show, Bull. If you don't know who Michael Weatherly is, he was on NCIS for years.
Okay.
And if you don't know who Eliza Dushku is, she appeared on tons of movies and TV shows like Bring It On, Buffy the Vampire, and The Big Bang Theory. Dushku also appeared on 3 episodes of the CBS show, Bull. Her role was meant to continue, but after she complained of sexual harassment by Weatherly last year, she was written off the series and paid what the network claims was the balance of what she would have been paid as a series regular. Dushku said the harassment included Weatherly pulling her over his lap, spanking her, making remarks about her legs, and asking her if she would like to go have a threesome, and inviting her to his rape van.
Well, that just sounds like a wonderful thing to do. Wow.
Yeah, Weatherly issued a statement in response to the story, saying, "During the course of taping our show, I made some jokes, mocking some lines in the script. When Eliza told me that she wasn't comfortable with my language and attempt at humor, I was mortified to have offended her and immediately apologized. After reflecting on this further, I better understand that what I said was both not funny and not appropriate, and I am sorry and regret the pain that this has caused Eliza." So he says that he has not affected whether she was fired or not or paid off.
Well, that's what I would say, too. But
right.
It kind of sounds like he made her not want to be there.
Amy Adams was on Jimmy Kimmel last night and talked about her daughter. She said she has named their elf on the shelf Sprite, and that she had to be extra sensitive to what she said in the interview because her daughter is obsessed with watching YouTube videos of her mom's interviews. Here's a clip of her telling a funny story about her daughter.
She started to get really sassy, though, and kind of, I don't know where she gets it. like this morning, I was kind of giving her a hard time about something, and she held up her cereal and her spoon, and she goes, "I've got cereal, Mom, and I'm not afraid to use it." And I was like,
I just think that is so funny and so cute, especially that they named their elf on the shelf Sprite. Kendall Jenner is the world's highest paid model. Kendall earned $22.5 million in the 12 months prior to June 2018 to tops this year's ranking of highest paid models according to Forbes' annual list. Karlie Kloss came in second with $13 million, followed by Chrissy Teigen with $11.5 million, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley with $11.5 million, and Gisele Bündchen came in fifth with $10 million.
Once again, a list I didn't end up on.
Pitbull has released his own version of the Toto classic Africa featuring singer Rhea. The song will appear on Aquaman's soundtrack and it is called Ocean to Ocean. Here's a clip of the song.
From ocean to ocean, sea to sea, I'm something that you gotta see.
That sounds actually pretty good, but I mean, it's funny because every Pitbull song is the exact same.
I know, but I absolutely love Pitbull. Coming up in the next garbage, apparently Dax Shepard hooked up with someone while he was with Kristen Bell.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, scams suck, especially when they happen to you. Holiday time is the peak season for when these things happen. I've got not one, not two, but 6 holiday scams that they're warning you. Pay attention for these. I'll tell you what they are. Give me about 7 minutes. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.